You're listening to the Texas Mix on KXT 91.7. Before we get back into our musical tour of the towns of Texas, we have a very, very special guest in the studio with us. Max Stalling has been writing songs and performing them for over a decade now. It's been that long, Max.
Seemed like only yesterday.
And he didn't even get started until he was well into a career as a snack food scientist and product developer at Frito-Lay.
That is correct.
Wow. Now, since then, you've released 6 albums, a live concert DVD, and you've played countless shows for thousands of fans. And he's here today as our first ever guest on the Texas Mix. This is a huge honor. Max, welcome to KXT.
Thank you so much. It is a great honor to be the first official guest on the show. And congratulations, by the way, to you guys for the launch of the new radio station.
Thank you very, very, very much on that. Why don't we go ahead and why don't we get into it and start with a song?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got my friend and guitar player, Mr. Bryce Clark, over here from the big city of Belton, Texas. Speaking of tours around the state.
Up the road from Temple.
That's
down
right.
The road, rather.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here.
So we, I don't know, we randomly picked a couple of things to do today. Here's a new song. This is titled "I Ain't Drinking Alone, I'm on the Phone with My Brother." And it actually came from a true situation. My dear, beautiful, observant wife pointed out to me that anytime any member of my family calls me on the phone and I have a conversation with them for more than 2 or 3 minutes, I run right to the refrigerator and get an adult beverage for the conversation. So out of that came this really important song. All right.
Recognize that glare in your eyes when I'm about to get the business. But before you complain, please let me explain. I think you'll understand my position. Well, you've read all those books, and I know your looks. You think people who drink solo have problems, but I ain't drinking alone. I'm on the phone with my brother. Now my brother, it seems, is as confounded as me by the art of the marital condition. And so we drink and we dial and shoot the breeze for a while. Heck, it's just like we were out fishing. And it's well after 9, it don't cost us a dime. We think it's an elegant solution. We ain't drinking alone, we're on the phone with our brother. And the good news is I'm right here for you, as close as a garage. The kegerator and me, AT&T and my brother, if you'd like to say hello. I ain't drinking alone, I'm on the phone with my brother.
All right, Brother Bryce Clark, conferencing in.
Spouse, and you got rules for our house. I sure do respect your decisions, but if you'll just calm down, you'll see that I found a loophole in the social condition. Well, I love beer and I love you, not necessarily in that order. I ain't drinking alone, I'm on the phone with my brother. And the good news is I'm right here for you, as close as a garage. The kegerator and me, and AT&T and my brother, if you'd like to say hello. You wouldn't hear me complain if you did the same. same. Get some wine and go call your sister. I ain't drinking alone. I'm on the phone with my brother.
Oh, that's right.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much. We have Max Stalling in the studio with us. Thank you so much for being our first guest on the Texas Mix. This is such an honor.
Well, we're very, very pleased to get to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, sure. And just a couple of questions. Now, unlike a lot of musicians, you didn't play much in high school. So tell us how you got started as a songwriter.
I've always had music in my life. I mean, since I can remember, I was listening to either... Well, first it was records, and then it was 8-tracks, and then I had cassettes constantly. And we didn't get a lot of radio where I'm from. I'm from a little place in the brush country called Crystal City, and it's way down south of San Antonio. And we didn't get a lot of radio, so we just kind of had to rely on finding it at the Rexall Drug or just whoever we could get it from. That's where we found our music. And so anyway, I went off to A&M to get cultured and educated. And I had a roommate there who, when I got into grad school, he had a guitar. And I had all these little notebooks with all kinds of prose. And I don't know. After I got tired of playing half of an Eagles song, then I started thinking, well, I could put these words to it. And then I moved to Dallas for a job. And I met a bunch of people in the music scene at the Three Teardrops Tavern and the old Naomi's Lounge and just some of these little holes in the wall. And I met this community of singer-songwriters, and they made it okay for me to take a stab at this. And so I lived a double life for a few years. This is a very long answer to a short question. I lived a double life working in the corporate world and then kind of gigging on the weekends. And I put a record out in 97, and then I retired from Frito-Lay in 02. So there you go, in a nutshell.
Well, I was going to ask also, was classic honky-tonk a big part of the soundtrack of your life?
Early it was. My older brothers and sisters all had everything, Johnny Cash and Willie and all that Marty Robbins stuff. I remember looking at that Gunfighter Ballads record that Marty Robbins put out. And so, yeah, early on. And then when I was in high school, I was much more into the Judas Priest and the Cheap Trick and AC/DC and Journey and all the stuff from the late 70s, early 80s. And, of course, Boston.
Don't look back.
We can't forget Boston.
Well, how about another song for us?
All right, okay. I thought I'll do another new song. And this is one that I kind of wrote both of those songs. That last one that we just did, that my wife just really, really loves that song.
I bet.
Oh, she just loves it. But it helps to kind of salve the wound when I play her this one that I wrote for her for Valentine's Day a while back. And this is called I Got Something, and it goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I got something that I can't just tell you. It's really something that just must be shown. So look into my eyes and hear these stories, and you'll know, and you will know. So brown jacket holds some real fine memories. It can do more than just keep. Like that time that we went hiking, it was our love nest on forest floor. We spread it out across the forest floor. I've got something that I can't just tell you.
It's really something that just must be shown. So look into my eyes and hear these stories, and you know, and you will know. On a cruise ship in jewel blue waters, sun setting softly in a sweet tart sky, the Lido deck in a warm breeze blowing, I brush the hair out of your eyes. First time I brushed the hair from your eyes, I got something that I can't just tell you. It's really something that just must be shown. So look into my eyes and hear these stories, and you know, and you will know. Hand in hand through the sights of Venice, white marble walkways slick with rain. Your sandals really more for style than function. How many times did we fall that day? How many times did we fall that day? I've got something that I can't just tell you. It's really something that just must be shown. So look into my eyes and hear these stories, and you know, and you will know. This old brown jacket holds some real fine memories.
Very nice. Max Stalling in the KXT studios. What an honor, like I said, to have you here first. I'm so happy. First Texas.
Hoping
Mets
that there was some
guest.
Wet concrete that we could write our
put
names
your hands in.
Yes, we'd like to mark this momentous occasion.
Well, it's. I remember when you came in to be interviewed, I believe it was with Glenn Mitchell years ago, and now we have you here. Now, your studio album, your last one, came out after the interview back then in 2007, and you've released a couple of live albums, including one at Live at the Granada.
Right, right, right.
And a concert DVD. Now, is making a live album more fun?
It's definitely a different process. It's kind of like going to the doctor and getting a shot. It just happens real quick, you know, and like all of a sudden it's done, and you've done all the recording, and then if there's any messes that you have to go kind of tidy up. So, yeah, it's a much quicker process. But I love the studio. The studio is a lot of fun, and we're very thrilled because we're getting ready to launch a new project. We're hoping in February, if I can finish the songs, we're going to be in Austin working with Mr. Lloyd Maines doing a project. And so I've always wanted to work with Lloyd for all these years, and now I'm finally going to get to. So I'm very thrilled.
That's awesome. Just in one nutshell, one word, awesome.
Absolutely. Cool. That is a very appropriate term for Mr. Maines.
Indeed. Now, what are you listening to these days?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Somebody handed me a disc the other day. Sadly, I've gotten into books on tape, and that's really bad. But you know what? We have, some satellite radio, and so I'm all over the map. When we're not here in town, because we live out in Tyler, and so when I can't pick you guys up, I'm listening to, XM and just kind of spinning the dial.
Well, how about one more song?
Was that politically
no, it was
accurate and correct
absolutely
enough?
Great.
Okay, we'll do you one more. Let's do one. We'll do one that's actually recorded where people might be able to go get it. This is called Ping Pong Pool, and this is from the Topaz City record or disc or whatever. And speaking of towns around Texas, this one mentions a little place over in East Texas called, there's three towns in a row called Tenaha, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair. Actually, that would be four towns in a row. And they used to be on a railroad stop back in the, I guess they still are on a railroad stop. And Tex Ritter did a song about it back in the 30s. And it was also like a gambler's thing when you're throwing dice and you'd yell like, Ader from Decatur, or Tenaha, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair. I don't know what you're looking for when that happened. But anyway, this song is just a compilation of all kinds of little wacky little sayings and junk like that. So here we go.
Ping pong, pool, poker, and spades, dominoes, dice, darts, and charades. 8-ball, 9-ball, 42 moon, I ain't playing games with you. I ain't playing games with you. Tenaha, Timpson, Bobo, and Blair, inside, outside, up or downstairs. Walla Walla, Washington, Newport News, I'd go anywhere you ask me to. I'll go anywhere you want me to. Dance in the moonlight, dance in the shade. Dance in the kitchen while the marmalade's made. 50 pound of peaches, sugar in a sack. Please be sweet, honey, take me back. Honey, come on, won't you take me back? Richie Rich, Batman, Archie, and the Hulk. Read my funny book, sit around and sup. Rembrandt, Remington, Russell, Ace Reed. Do I have to paint a picture? Need you here with me? Do I gotta paint a picture? Need you here with me? Dance on the dirt or dance on the side. Dance in the kitchen while the chicken gets fried. White meat, dark meat, wishbone crack. I sure hope you'll take me back. Cross my fingers that you'll take me back. All right, right. Pop, walk a mile for a camel. Scrubbing bubble action won't hurt your enamel. Name your baloney the man behind the star. I ain't selling nothing, I like who you are. I ain't selling nothing, I like who you are. Dance on the dirt, go dance in the shade. Dance in the kitchen while the gravy gets made. Little bit of flour and grease makes roux. Keep on stirring till it all gets smooth. Do I really want to smooth things out with you? Do I really want to smooth things out with you? Yeah, I do.
That's Max Stalling live here in the KXT studios. You can catch Max tonight at the Granada.
Absolutely.
And that's in Dallas. And
with the great Dale Watson.
I'm there. All right, Dale. Yay. Oh, that's going to be a good show.
The real deal, Dale.
That's going to be a great show.
We're going to have fun without you people if y'all don't show up.
Okay, I think we'll have to show up for that one. Now, you're also playing on Saturday the 26th at Dan Silverleaf in Denton, the day after Christmas.
It's our North Texas holiday tour.
And
so
yay.
We'll do the Granada, and then we go up and on the 26th. We're going to celebrate my birthday on the 26th.
Happy birthday.
My birthday's the 27th, but hey, it's a technicality. And that'll be our big birthday blowout. And then we'll come back to North Texas and do Dan Silverleaf. Bill Bates, Cowboy Ranch in Salina. That's right.
Sweet.
On the 31st for the New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Now,
or any other superlatives you can come up with.
We can come up with a lot of those. And, of course, you can always find complete North Texas concert listings at KXT.org. And while you're there, take a look at our live and studio videos. We should have Max up later on. So, Max, Bryce, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you guys so very much for having us.
All right.
We're very much pleased.
This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.